So, in this episode, what's funny is that we go loop to loop around with podcasts. So we go from LOL games to Monster Studiers, and Monster Studiers to LOL games. So yeah, if you subscribe to my podcast, then you know the order. So this one would be by if I use my logic, it would be LOL games, because we just had Monster Studios be created. Monster Studiers be created. So yeah, that's how we're gonna do it. So in this episode, I've been thinking it over, and not much has came to me. I've been just sitting there wondering, what can I talk about this episode? Then I got a great big idea in my head. I got the idea of Terraria. I think it's Terrarium. It's a Terrarium. That's why it's called Terraria. So, basically you just random spawn like Minecraft. It's basically Minecraft, except a lot badder version, and it's not very addictive. It is bloody, not like Minecraft has very much blood. I've seen blood in Minecraft, but not like, not like specks of blood flying out. 1 second. My god, that was loud. Okay. So, I have the demo for it. And basically, all you really do is run around trying to mine things. What you do is you look around. You spawn with nothing. And apparently in the trial, you can't break things down with your fists. You have to use one of your tools, or not even with a block. If you use your tools to get like mud, you can't mine more dirt with mud. Or you can't mine dirt with dirt, or you can't mine dirt with wood. Which kind of stinks, because you'd say that you would be able to. And there's also no shovel. So guess what? You have to mine dirt with your pickaxe. They didn't make a shovel for it. So you have to mine dirt with your pickaxe. It is just a very bad version, I have to say. Now this podcast isn't a very long podcast. So I'll try and stretch it out by doing another one. So what I'm thinking they should do maybe is like, some game company that people can just register, and they can like join their favorite video game makers like the Behemoth. So that's what I'm hoping they might make, because think about having just like an automatic anywhere chance to work with like the Behemoth or somebody like that. Just think about it. Oh my god, that would make my game Battle-rama awesome. Well, Battle-rama. So, basically, what we're going to talk about today is also a very strange game. Disney Universe. In Disney Universe, you got these little bubblehead guys that are, like, all from all the Disney movies. Even from, like, all the gory Disney movies, like, Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm not sure if that's gory. I think it is. But it might not. Oh yeah, the guy gets forks stuck in his eye. It's kind of a bad movie for kids, so I don't see why they'd add that to it. Because right now I'm tapping it so it makes a little noise. So, basically I think they should fix it up a little bit, patch it up. Because they hardly have any good, real good things. All they have is just, you even have to pay for the other worlds. You need to pay 2,000 coins for another world. And so far, I've only got 2 worlds. One world you just get automatically, so it's not like, how the heck am I going to get coins if I don't have any world to play on? But, yeah, basically, you have to pay for all the worlds. I have Wally right now, and Pirates of the Caribbean is one you automatically get. You can choose different characters. It's like 4-player, I think. Kind of like Castle Crashers. Probably because there's 4... Probably you can't go higher than 4-player, because there's a player mark on... There's a little player mark on your... on your PlayStation controller. So, yeah, basically, well, Xbox, does it? I don't think so. I never actually studied an Xbox controller. But I played on an Xbox before. My cousin's Xbox. So, anyway, that's the end of our thing. Please leave a comment, a like, and subscribe. And follow me. On Podomatic.com, www.podomatic.com. And I think you should also try making a podcast on Podomatic.com. It's great. That's all I can say. One word, great. It's probably one of the easiest ways without spending any money. What the monies? Okay, so, yeah, it's probably the best way to make a podcast without paying, because there's pro and there's basic. Basic is free, pro costs money, but I always do it basic. But you can still publish your podcast if it's basic, so please stay tuned. Bye.